Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. Dell's Partner Outreach Program is now available to Dell Expert Network members. One of Dell's Partner Outreach Managers can come out on site and visit with you to demo the latest laptops and desktops, discuss any upcoming projects, make recommendations, and provide solutions to keep you and your customers on the cutting edge of technology. To learn more about the program, please visit www.dell.com/outreach and mention Dell Expert Network in the Professional Association field as you fill out the registration.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
What is co-managed services? We've been hearing that topic, that term, used a lot more frequently, at least I should say. But is it a new concept? If it's not new, when did it start? Regardless of when it started, what does co-managed services mean? Is it right for every MSP? Is it right for every customer? That's going to be the topic of today's episode. We're going to talk about all of those issues, all of those questions, and attempt to come up with a reasonable response, a reasonable definition and answer, and provide some guidance to both customer and managed service provider along the way. So a very, very busy episode. Let's dive right in. What caught my attention, well, two things caught my attention. Number one, I have been hearing a lot. Let me rephrase. I have been hearing terms like co-managed used more frequently in conversation. And I'm a student of the managed services profession, so I tend to pick up on things when I start to hear new words, new phrases, new concepts being injected into conversation, even just casual conversations, right? Could be just someone calling up in a meeting and saying, you know, making a mention of co-managed services. And they're always passing almost kind of backhanded comments, right? They're not the main topic of conversation. They just use it casually. And the last time I really saw that was many years ago, when after a ton of usage, predominantly by myself, calling managed service providers and terming, you know, the managed services practice, right? You're just like medical, legal, accounting and other professions have practices, right? And I used that, and a few other people did as well. Rob Scott from Scott & Scott, he and I frequently would use that phrase early on in the days of managed services. And then all of a sudden, wouldn't you know, other people not within our kind of orbit would start to also use that phrase. They would write about it. They would talk about it. And it just creeped into the popular popular lexicon. The same is what I sense is happening with the term co-managed, because I'm hearing it, I'm seeing it in writing, and that kind of perception of that term becoming more frequently used then really grabbed my attention when I saw an article coming out of Australia, of all places, talking about the future. Well, the title of the article is "Why the Future of Managed Services is Co-Managed." Now, I'll tell you right now, this article, and I'll post a link to it. You know, is from the perspective of a particular. Well, I don't even know what they are. I don't think they're an MSP. They don't call themselves an MSP. They're a telco, right? They're a network telco, which doesn't mean that they're not an MSP, but just keep that in mind. They're a telco managed service provider, if they're a managed service provider at all. But the article is somewhat self-serving from that perspective, and I don't know who the writer of the article is, although I don't believe the the author is a is an employee of this company. You know, it doesn't matter. You can come up with your own conclusions when you read it yourself. The point is the title, Why the Future of Managed Services is Co-Managed. And it's dated August 2022, so relatively recently. In the article, the author makes some assertions that I believe, I'm going to address them and kind of bring my own perspective. Some of them are, in my opinion, slightly incorrect and do need some correction. And then we're going to talk about the main issue of co-managed. What is it? Where did it start? Is it appropriate? When is it not appropriate? And those types of questions. So first of all, the author starts off with the premise of talking about the growth of managed services and how the pandemic has really created a ton of demand for managed services. No dispute there, no disagreement there. It's exactly what we've been saying. It's exactly what a lot of people have been saying. But here's where the author starts to make some assertions that are, in my opinion, slightly off the mark. So I'm reading from the third paragraph in. So after they've talked about the growth of managed services, quote, but as technology continues to advance, managed services must evolve. All right. Well, I'm always and have always been an advocate of the evolution of managed services as a profession. So I don't disagree with that. But the fact that the very next sentence talks about a particular provider, this telco provider, that's, typically sales jargon for, hey, the author is saying that something isn't evolving or something isn't being done that needs to be done. But wait, here's the salvation for us all. It's this provider, and look, they may be a great provider. I'm not knocking this company at all, but the arguments here seem to be overtly, this is not a news story, in my opinion, anymore. After the first two paragraphs, this becomes a sales pitch of some type. I don't know if the author intended it, but that's kind of how it reads to me. And then after they go on about a provider that, I don't know how they maybe it's a quote or a source of the article. Traditional outsourcing. Now, do they mean managed services or do they mean outsourcing? Don't know. Traditional outsourcing usually means the enterprise, that's the customer, has little to no knowledge of what is happening behind the scenes. For the most part, as long as the necessary software and servers work and business processes remain operational, there's no problem. Wrong. The person that wrote that, those two sentences, they're not talking about managed services. They might be talking about outsourcing, generic outsourcing, but they are not talking about the world of professional managed services that I am used to and that most of you are used to, that's been around for three decades. And so this gets us to the first kind of topic, which is, let's define co-managed services. What is it that we're talking about? Co-managed services, as I understand it, as I have always applied the term, means that and it's a bit of a term of art, but it means the customer is also bearing some significant measure of internal IT management. In fact, you might even call it internal managed services themselves. Now, applying their own internal IT assets on themselves. And then they also have the assistance of an external party, the MSP, providing their services in a complementary fashion. Now, some of you may be saying, well, geez, Charles, Charles, this sounds exactly like managed services that I, as I describe it, as I practice it. Well, you're probably not wrong. In fact, I don't think you're wrong at all. But I'm just letting you know that that term co-managed and the way I defined it is how I've been defining it for the last several decades. But the main thing that I take issue with, the main issue here in that third paragraph is traditional outsourcing usually means the enterprise, meaning the client, has little to no knowledge of what is happening behind the scenes. Not only is that wrong, I take great offense at it. It's a patently misleading statement. It may very well apply to 1980s, early 1990s outsourcing, but it certainly doesn't apply to post-2000 managed service providers, globally speaking, who have been practicing managed services with some caveats, which I'll get to in a moment. But there is a tremendous amount of direction, guidance, and oversight by particularly large enterprise when it comes to the management of their managed service provider. And that brings us to kind of our second subtopic, which is where did co-managed come from? Or put differently, let's take a look at how managed services, including co-managed services, have evolved over the last three decades. Because I would argue that the term co-managed services is really applicable for the early stage, the beginning MSPs who were practicing in the mid to late 90s and into the early 2000s and even to today. But particularly those early stage MSPs were practicing co-managed services. Now, they didn't call it co-managed. How do I know? Because I was there. I was writing about it. I was looking at it. You know, I was monitoring the sector. I was writing about it, talking to MSP executives all over the place. And they never once called themselves. Someone's going to fact check that. I'm almost positive no one repeatedly used co-managed as a buzzword that gained popular usage. If it was used, it was used sparingly, right? I didn't try not to box myself into a corner with a black and white statement or an emphatic statement. If co-managed was used, it was used very, very, very sparingly. Most MSPs practicing in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s used managed services generically as their method of practice. Why do we say that the early stage MSPs were practicing co-managed? Because the vast majority, the overwhelming majority of customers, consumers of managed services in the mid to late 90s and early 2000s were large enterprise. How do we define large enterprise? Perhaps differently than the author of this article, but I'll explain how I define it. Enterprise would be any end user organization with greater than 1,000 end users internally. Now, you could replace that with endpoints or objects or whatever. I just generally use 1,000 employees or greater. Generally speaking, 250 to 1,000 internal end users is the mid-market. But you may have a different definition. That's my definition. The point is, those early stage MSPs, those early practitioners of managed services, were almost exclusively dealing with large enterprise customers. And as such, those large enterprise customers had a great facility to manage IT assets, and they had a very good understanding of what needed to be managed, how it needed to be managed. So you say, well, Charles, if that's true, how come they needed the MSP? Well, good question. Because cost, scale. They couldn't do it cheaply, and they couldn't do it at scale. And so what they needed was, and what the early MSPs of the mid to late 90s realized, was, look, we've got some really large enterprise organizations who are getting, you know, millions of dollars in funding. You know, for those of you who don't remember what the dot-com era was like, go back and read a book. There are lots of them. But they were, everybody's getting money, right? If you had an idea with a dot-com at the end of it, you were going to get money, a big check. And so there's a lot of large organizations who are seeing massive growth, buying tons of infrastructure, right? Because most of these were tech companies, and they needed to be managed. Their tech assets needed to be managed. And so the MSPs came along and said, look, tell us what you need. You need us to manage your Oracle database. You need us to manage your suite of servers, your rack of servers. Let us do it. Tell us what you need done. And that's how the MSP sector was born. I'm giving you the short version here, but there is no way that those early stage MSPs weren't getting very active guidance and direction from their customers about what needed to be managed and how. So that's one thing that I take a little bit of issue with in this article, which is the lack of transparency and the lack of control. No, flat out object to that for the reasons I just mentioned. Now, moving on. Fast forward a few years to the early to mid 2000s, you have a really different situation going on here. Now, what happened? Well, go back, this little history lesson. The early to mid 2000s saw the advent of the small and medium-sized business MSP boom, right? So you had the mid to late 90s, you had the enterprise sector really activated in consuming managed services. In the early to mid 2000s, you had the SMB sector consuming managed services, and that was really the beginning, that kind of 5 to 10 year period where you saw the greatest number of VARs, integrators, IT consultancy shops transition into MSPs because it was in such high demand. Why was it in high demand? Because the same scale and cost issues of managing IT that impacted the enterprise in the mid to late 90s was also hitting the SMB market in the mid to early 2000s. And so you had a bunch of MSPs crop up and say, hey, well, we're here to help. Was that period in the early to mid 2000s co-managed? No, I would say decidedly not. It wasn't co-managed. Why? It wasn't co-managed because the smaller organization, as compared to their enterprise counterparts, not only didn't have an internal IT department or internal IT resources to speak of, they had no concept of how to manage IT at all. They were completely at the mercy of the MSP to come in and say, how do we back up our data? How do we handle the server? How do we structure this firewall? What types of email security software should we be running? Right? There was a multitude of questions that maybe they had one or two people, but they had nothing that you could call a full-scale IT department, and they certainly didn't have people in IT, CIO, CTO, CSO roles for most of those small business companies, and so they turned to the MSP. So co-managed has not been, and I would argue even today, co-managed is not a relevant topic of discussion for the vast majority of SMB customers. Why? They don't know what they're talking about. I don't mean it to sound so harsh, but they don't. They're experts in something else, but not IT. Now, that's where, and obviously this provider, this telco provider out of Australia, I don't know if they they solicited, paid for, or just, you know, heavily encouraged this author and publication to write this article. I don't know, right? Come to your own conclusions. But, you know, the enterprise, you could very much argue, is a target opportunity for co-managed services. I would argue that it's not new. I would argue it's been happening for decades. I would argue that anyone attempting to claim that co-managed is new, which they don't really say that it's new, but they're basically saying it hasn't been in use, right? So what they're saying is, oh, well, the really avant-garde MSPs are the ones that embrace co-managed. Yeah, that's just ignorance of history right there. And if you doubt me, go down further in the paragraph in the article and read. Unfortunately, to date, MSPs have largely provided a generic service that ignores the specifics of the enterprises consuming these services, limiting the value of their offerings. Ideally, MSPs should be positioned to know what combination of circuits, hardware, redundancy, bandwidth, and security services are required for industry verticals and corresponding facilities. Call me stupid, but that sounds a lot like what an MSP does. That sounds a lot like what MSPs have been doing for a long, long time. Is exactly that. They have been providing non-generic services. In fact, to their detriment, early stage MSPs provided very specific, very targeted services, often to their scalability detriment. But they had and they still do today, many of them have a great facility for understanding industry verticals, understanding specific technology requirements, specific privacy and data requirements. MSPs have been all over this. So why is this author saying the opposite? Well, either they're talking about wannabe MSPs who aren't really MSPs. They don't really make that claim known. And that really wasn't the topic of today. But it's a curious thing. Really deep into the article, the author defines co-managed. A co-managed methodology is essentially a shared responsibility model. And then it goes into what that particular telco provider defines a co-managed methodology or shared responsibility model. So yeah, again, it's more of an overt sales pitch. I would urge you all to take a look at this article and think about all the efforts that you as MSPs, particularly those of you servicing the small and medium sector, all the efforts you have taken to encourage greater participation on the part of your customers to get them involved in their own organization, to get them involved in their own organization's IT decision-making, particularly when it comes to IT risk, business risk stemming from or impacted greatly by IT. Now, I know a lot of you out there are shaking your head saying, yeah, of course, this is what we do, what we've been doing for 5 years. Some of you are saying we've been doing this since we were an MSP 15 years ago. Absolutely. I agree with you. This article, dated August 22nd of 2022, paints a very different picture. It's a wrong picture, in my opinion. It's a patently incorrect picture. It's presenting this one company that apparently is the only correct MSP on the planet since whenever they, you know, started. Doesn't say when they started. And everybody else has been doing it wrong. Yeah, well, guess what? I got several tens of thousands of MSPs who probably disagree with you as well. But back to and summarizing the main topic of co-managed. Should you use co-managed? Should you go to market with co-managed? I think it actually has a good amount of benefit, and I'll explain why. Benefit to you as an MSP. The benefit that I'm talking about is co-managed could also mean that the customer has to take responsibility today, has to start taking responsibility in this year, 2022, and moving forward, and must participate in their own survival. The customer must acknowledge the risk that is out there, the risk that they face as an organization, the efforts that their MSP is taking to help safeguard that organization, and that the MSP alone cannot take on and shoulder all of that risk. The customer organization must also participate. They must also share in that responsibility. They must also make decisions. Now, that those decisions might come from a long list of recommendations from the MSP saying, oh, we think it's about time you activate multi-factor authentication, or maybe we think it's about time you activate your daily backup, right? And a long, long list of other things that could be and should be done. The time of the MSP taking that burden on 100% is over. Because as we've said many times, the MSP is not an indemnity insurance policy for bad behavior. That's not what an MSP is. And quite frankly, there's no insurance policy on the planet that I'm aware of that will indemnify any organization from that type of risky behavior. No. I'm speaking to you, the customers out there, you have to participate. Now, if your MSP isn't participating and coming to the table, well, then maybe you don't have a good MSP. Maybe they're not an MSP at all. Maybe they're just a consultant. But a good MSP, and I know thousands and thousands of good MSPs who do this today, have been doing it for many years, and will continue to do it for many years to come. And whether you call that co-managed services or you just call that generic managed services, that's what I'm accustomed to. That's what I define managed services as. So I hope that helped. If you're an MSP, hopefully that gives you a little bit better perspective. If you're a customer, you know, either if you're a customer or an MSP, I think every MSP ought to grab this article and share it with your customers and kind of talk about the absurdity of information that's being put out there. And, you know, it's a good educational moment to just see perspectives, even those that you don't necessarily agree with. Yeah. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.